AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. More details about two attacks yesterday. Lisa Dwyer has the latest on the shooting at Old Dominion University in Virginia that left one person and the suspect dead and two others wounded.
The Justice Department has charged Kenya Chapman, who they say sold a gun to Old Dominion University shooter Muhammad Jallo, despite Jallo's previous conviction in a terrorism case, where Jallo was accused of attempting to aid the Islamic State extremist group. Chapman told agents that he stole the gun from a car in Newport News, Virginia, about a year ago, and recently sold it to Jallo, who said he needed it for protection as a delivery driver. Chapman is now charged with making a false statement during a firearm purchase and engaging in the business of firearms dealing without a license. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And Mike Kempen reports the man who attacked a Michigan synagogue yesterday had relatives killed in Lebanon a week ago.
Federal officials say the armed man who rammed his vehicle into Temple Israel in West Bloomfield Township near Detroit has been identified as 41-year-old Ayman Mohammed Ghazali, a naturalized citizen born in Lebanon. He came to the U.S. in 2011 on an immigrant visa as the spouse of a U.S. citizen. I'm Mike Kempen.
The U.S. military says all six crew members were killed when a refueling aircraft supporting operations against Iran crashed in western Iraq. U.S. Central Command says it followed an unspecified incident involving two aircraft in friendly airspace. The other plane landed safely. A large explosion rocked Tehran today as thousands gathered for an annual state-organized rally to support the Palestinians and call for Israel's demise. Israel had issued a warning, and there were no reports of casualties. And the U.S. is easing some oil sanctions on Russia amid global worries about sharply higher oil prices due to the Iran war. This is AP News. The Iran war made for a rocky week. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets Report.
Stocks lost more ground on Wall Street as ongoing fallout from the war with Iran keeps pushing oil prices higher. Crude oil prices pushed back above $100 a barrel Friday. That puts upward pressure on inflation throughout the global economy. The price of oil is up about 40% so far this month. The S&P 500 fell 0.6%. The index had its third losing week in a row. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 119 points. That's about 0.3%. The NASDAQ Composite fell 0.9%. A measure of inflation that's closely monitored by the Federal Reserve moved higher in January. That was even before the war with Iran sent energy prices higher. The yield on the 10-year Treasury rose to 4.28%. Seth Sutel, New York.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.